undoubtedly, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most superior amongst the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's every quality, every attribute, every wasf, every etiquette, every characteristic is unique and superior. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Very beautifully, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma has mentioned, Inna Allah ta'ala faddala Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala al-anbiya'i wa ala ahli samai. Undoubtedly, Allah azza wa jal has made Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the most superior to all the prophets and the angels. Subhanallah. Likewise, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, Sayyidul Malaika, the chief of the angels, subhanallah, himself, he humbly said in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قَلَّبْتُ مَشَارِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَغَارِبَهَا فَلَمْ أَجِدْ رَجُلًا أَفْضَلَ مِنْ مُحَمَّدٍ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, that is, I have searched the east and west of the earth, but found no one more superior to Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, pointing towards the Sayyidi wa Murshidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Imam Ahl Sunnah, very beautifully says, Yahi bole sidra wale, chamane jahan ke thale, sabhi maine chhan dale, tere paaye ka na paaya, tujhe yak ne yak banaya. Tujhe yakne yak banaya. Subhanallah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam unique and special. There is no one and nothing in the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who can compare themselves to the blessed Zat of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let's all recite durood upon this beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wholeheartedly. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.